Oh, no. Anyway, last week...
What's going on, everyone? Jeremy here from The Quartering. I hope you're having an absolutely wonderful day. I know I am. You know why? Because BuzzFeed News is no more. That's right. They have finally thrown in the towel after years of writing hit pieces against my close personal friends and colleagues here on YouTube. They have thrown in the towel, closed the doors, and will be firing every single employee they had. I'm going to give you a minute just to leave a like on the video. It is so good. It is so sweet to see this old guard of news media going away, collapsing under their own weight. The new way people do it is essentially funded by the viewer, right? Not writing hit pieces, not with endless clickbait listicles and writing ridiculous articles, which we're going to take a look at. BuzzFeed is no more. And I just couldn't be happier about it. By the way, make sure you check out on thepublico.com today. We just published a hilarious video of Savannah Hernandez on the street doing a special report for us, basically asking about, is it gay to date a trans woman? It's great. Lots of real great genuine reactions. And also, if you can, if you're support independent media, we're doing a big push on joining as a member over there today. We can't make it without you. And if you're a backer here on YouTube or Subscribestar or Locals, please move your backing over there. We're going to do some amazing things. We've got 5 new shows launching in just 10 days. Promo code The Quartering will give you 50% off for the first month. And we now have our own cancel-proof platform that we're sharing with other creators. And we're going to uplift other creators, not just the big ones that everyone already knows. BuzzFeed News is shutting down. Now, the left wing is, of course, crying about it. But BuzzFeed News shuts down. BuzzFeed News has published its last article. Parent company of the site that took the news business by storm in early 2010s has also published the now debunked Steele dossier, which, again, this was the, I think that was the fake report set out to discredit President Trump. At the time, according to a memo from BuzzFeed CEO Jonah Peretti on Thursday with a typo. See New York Post, come on. Peretti said the site is shutting down as a part of a broader shakeup that includes laying off 15% of staffers company-wide. Quote, for BuzzFeed News, we have begun discussions with the News Guild about these actions, Peretti wrote in the memo, which was first obtained by CNN's Oliver Darcy. BuzzFeed also owns the online news site Huffington Post and Complex Newsworks. So it's fair to ask, are those next? Are Huffington Post next? HuffPost and BuzzFeed.com have signaled that they will open a number of select roles for members of BuzzFeed News. Okay, so maybe it sounds like not yet. Moving forward, we will have a single news brand, HuffPost, which is profitable, with a loyal, direct, front-page audience. Well, that's what we're trying to do with the Publica, but we're not going to write swill like, you see this, BuzzFeed News is shutting down. I can't imagine why. 11 delightful poems found in the Prawn Hub comments, published in BuzzFeed News. BuzzFeed News was never anything but a hit piece outlet. It never did any real investigative reporting. Anytime anyone actually cited it, I thought it was hilarious. You know, just a short list of the reasons why I'm so happy they're closing down. I mean, they've written hit pieces against Ethan Van Sciver, who is an independent comic book artist, and ran the comics, you know, was really instrumental in, you know, pushing forward independent comics, which are now a huge space, huge business. BuzzFeed apologizing after hit piece on popular cartoonist. It ends. BuzzFeed publishes a lame hit piece on the Fixer Upper article and Megyn Kelly. You know, I mean, you have YouTube's newest. Remember this article? Remember this girl? I can't forget her name. I forget her name now. It's like, YouTube's newest far-right, foul-mouthed, red-pilling star is a 14-year-old girl. Oh, Soph, yeah. Has nearly a million followers on giant video platforms. The site's executives have only themselves to blame. This is Joseph Bernstein. Okay, this is a site that exclusively, I mean, the really sad part about these BuzzFeed hit pieces were that they worked. They worked all the time. Pretty sure shortly after this, Soph was banned off the platform. I don't remember her content. I remember it was pretty edgy, pretty spicy. But again, you know, you see, what happens is BuzzFeed News will write an article, write an email to YouTube, right? And they'll say, hey, what do you think about this far right wing lunatic on your platform? Do you have a comment for the article we're writing? And essentially just makes it far too easy for YouTube to just ban or demonetize creators. BuzzFeed News, YouTube has downgraded Carl Benjamin's Sargon of Akkad account after he talked about, he made a spicy joke. You know, but this is the kind of stuff that BuzzFeed News would write. But what you're saying, this is what they did. They are a hit piece outlet that hated free speech, that attacked fellow YouTubers constantly. What they would do, again, is they would write an article to YouTube and say, hey, our sources, you know, we're gonna have to, you know, we're writing this article and, you know, we just want to get your comment about this evil person doing evil things. There were a company spokesperson also confirmed that Benjamin had been removed from the YouTube partnership program, which gives popular creators access to a share of YouTube's advertising money when it comes to copyright and direct contact with YouTube's IT support. YouTube declined to give a comment about the crackdown on Benjamin's account. When contacted for comment on Friday, Benjamin sent BuzzFeed News an unrelated political statement about crime. Several of his online followers have been tweeting a statement claiming to be from Benjamin, saying, YouTube, let us know today that they have demonetized my YouTube channel, which is, as far as you know, is my primary source of income and how I support my family and team. But again, I shed no tears for the end of BuzzFeed News. Rest in piss. Everyone that worked there, I mean, you know, maybe there was a couple of peanuts in that turd that was BuzzFeed News, but, you know, you see, normally it's like, you don't really want to celebrate people losing their jobs, but these people's jobs were literally ruining people's lives. They never did any real investigative reporting. They published ridiculous hit pieces. Again, the Steele dossier, which was like fake document. BuzzFeed News is shutting down because it is not able to turn a profit, according to a memo from CEO John Peretti sent to company staff Thursday. The digital publisher is laying off 15% of its employees, or about 180 people, across the organization and other divisions. Going forward, BuzzFeed will concentrate its news efforts with a single profitable news organization, which, by the way, will be the next to fall. You know, this is the thing. Alongside the shutdown of BuzzFeed News, Chief Revenue Officer Edgar Hernandez and CEO Christian Baszler are leaving the company. So the CRO and the COO are gone. BuzzFeed President Marcella Martin will assume responsibility for all revenue functions effective immediately. Well, they can never make any money as on their own. I'm not sure why they would make any money. Why would you leave the CEO in place? Here's the letter. You know, according to SEC filings, BuzzFeed to incur between $7 million and $11 million in charges related to layoffs. Wow. Like, you're going to have massive debt, and maybe they're doing severance packages or all sorts of stuff like that. I'm writing to announce some difficult news. We're reducing our workforce by 15% across our business, content, tech, and admin teams, and beginning the process of closing BuzzFeed News. Additionally, we're proposing headcount reductions in some international markets, so even more layoffs to come. Impacted employees other than BuzzFeed News will receive an email from HR shortly. If you're receiving this note from me, you're not impacted by today's changes. For BuzzFeed News, we've begun discussions with the News Guild about these actions. I suppose they have like a union that they have to go through and pay some sort of penalty to fire these losers. That's all fine and dandy by me. Long gone are the days of, you know, independent media being able to, or this kind of media slack journalism, stuff like that, being able to survive without the support, the financial support of their viewers, which is exactly why BuzzFeed died, because they didn't offer any value. They never listened to their viewers. They were just clickbaiting constantly and pushing political ideologies and political agendas. So rest in pepperonis, BuzzFeed News. Long live the Publica. We need your support. We're at 6.53. I don't expect it to be at 100. Look, we're at 6.57 now. I don't expect it to reach 100% even before the end of the year. But I'm hoping by the end of today we can get close to 10%, maybe even 15%. So I'll leave a link in the description. Promo code THEQUARTERING will give you 50% off your first month. Please support independent media, and I promise you we'll deliver you an amazing product. We'll talk to you again real soon.